Oh, Feeling God. And I was thinking about that song was the band songs. Could feel the Lord in that. And made me think of the 14th chapter of the book of Revelations. I thought I'd just read it. The 14th verse. Said, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud. Revelation 14:14. And upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle. This one sitting on the cloud likened to the Son of Man, no doubt, is Jesus. But there's someone giving him instruction. God, his Father, says, thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap. For the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. So he promised there's a harvest there in the scriptures, and shows there's a time in the future that God's going to reap a harvest in the earth, and it's going to be done with a sickle. I don't know how many of y'all, you young people, do you know what a sickle is? It used to be an old hand sickle that just that was just a single bladed sickle that cut down wheat or barley or whatever was harvesting. And for the purpose of gathering the harvest, and of course there's a lot of work to do in that. We were singing this song, Jesus, Use Me. Surely there's a work I can do. What can you do to help God? Can you, you know, Moses said that. He said, God, what can I do? How am I going to do this you're asking me to do? God said, Moses, what's in your hand? What's in your hand tonight? What can you do course, he had a rod in his hand, that shepherd's rod that he used to herd sheep with. God told him to throw it down. You all know the story. But we know it became a serpent. And the Lord told him to pick it up by the tail. That wouldn't have been an easy thing to do. You have to start off in this work with God with faith, giving him control. But we know that when he did pick up the serpent by the tail and not the head, it became a rod again. And from that time on, it was called the rod of God. And so, if you'll just give God what you have, he'll begin to work with that, and he'll develop it. If you watched Moses' life, God developed him into a great, great man of God, a great leader. He just started out over on the other side of the desert, and when God called him, he didn't know what he could do. But later, God had developed him. He had confidence and trust in the Lord and was able to do whatever God asked him to. But I think, you have to start out being willing just to say, God, I don't know how, but I'm going to find a way. I was just thinking tonight, what can you do? You as an individual, me, what can I do? Can I see anything I can do in here or in building the kingdom of God? Could I witness? Could I be a witness? Could God use me? Or am I so backward or unwilling to try, that if I had a feeling to witness to somebody, talk to them about God, would I do it? Will I do it? Well, if God, you ever had that feeling? You ever been anywhere and met somebody, saw somebody, place of business, a restaurant, or wherever, and you had a feeling to say something to them, but you just didn't know if you should or not? Well, I believe if you'll start working and putting forth an effort to feel out those things, you'll begin to learn how to know when it's God and when it's not. But there's so many things we could be doing. You ever see anybody in here that's discouraged? Do you notice it? You know that there's something wrong with maybe there's someone here that you can tell they're struggling. You could go see them. You could invite them over for dinner. You could encourage them. You don't have to ask them, tell me your problems. But you could just let them know somebody cares about you. Somebody's your friend. And you don't have to tell them, I see you're struggling. You can just go and be a strength to them during that time. There's just like Sister Bryant was talking today. She was in the hospital. Some of the sisters just got together and went over and cleaned her house. That's just saying, God, what can I do? Let me find something to do in the kingdom of God. Can I sing a song? Can I read a poem? Can I pray for someone? Can I, God, help me to search ways to begin to do your will. Something that I can work. Let me be a part of this sickle. Would you like to be a part of what gathers a harvest in God's kingdom and begins to gather God's people together? There's so much to be done in a harvest. When you cut grain down, you're just starting. Then it's got to get separated from the chaff. And then the grain's got to be ground into powder. And then it's got to be made into meal, bread. Finally, it becomes food. for others. Wouldn't you like for your life to get so compacted and ground in God that it became food, God's food for people's lives and souls, that their soul might have life? That we were talking about today, that we become a part of this body of Christ, that we're partakers together with Him of what He partook of God His Father, that caused Him to overcome and become the very image of God in the earth. My Lord, God grant it. All right, it's good to have Brother Crutchfield, isn't that right? I think he's been here before several times. I think I've met him before, but lives in Conway and just stopped in here to be with us. We're just glad he's here. And appreciate you being here. And if you feel like saying something, well, take your liberty. Get him a mic, or you're welcome to come to the pulpit, Brother Crutchfield. I don't want to put pressure on you, but I want to make you feel comfortable. Hallelujah. All right. Just feel on the Lord here tonight.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
Get started. That he goes all the way back. This is not strange to him. He come out of Brother Angelo Sr.'s church as a young man in Moberly, Missouri. So he's not a stranger among us.
I love God's people. I have a long history. I'm 63 years old now. I've had the Holy Ghost since I was 18 years old. I can remember they dressed me up in a little suit when I was about 6 years old, and I got up in front of church and says, "Jesus loves me." Yes, I know. The Bible tells me so. You know what? He still does. And the Bible still tells me about the love of God, about His people. I love God's people. I love God's people. I've gone to church under Brother Angelo Sr. there in Mobley as a kid, and they all moved to Tulsa. We moved down there for a little while. I went to college in Kansas City. Brother Angelo had a church there, Genesee Gospel Assembly, and so I went there, and we had some mighty service there. And Sister Tucker, Brother Tucker's mother, was attending that church, so I knew her well, and I met Brother Tucker several times, but I knew his mother very well, prayed with her many times, and now my mother goes to Brother Jason Dave's church in Mobley, Missouri, so I visit them every now and then. I just love God's people. I love the vision that was put in my heart as a young man. I love the Word of God that I've heard down through the years. I love the Holy Ghost that still stirs my heart after all these years. You know, the Bible says that the people perish without a vision, but this body has always had a vision. It's formed by a group of men way back in Brother Souder's days that had a vision of a body of people coming together into the fullness of what the Bible said that God's people should be, that they grow up to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. That's where I want to be. I want to grow in that. I was just thinking the other day about how the angel came to Mary before Jesus was to be born and told her that she was going to have a child and that he'd be called the Son of the Highest. And she said, how's this going to happen since I've never known a man? How's this possible? He said, well, the Holy Ghost will come upon you and the power of the Highest. Hallelujah. And she said, well, be it unto me according to thy word. You know, when a church will say, be it unto me according to the word, and the Holy Ghost will come on them, and the power of the Highest, it'll bring us to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The Bible says that there's the mystery that's been hidden down through the ages and the generations but is now made manifest to the saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And Paul said, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man, that we might present every man perfect or complete in Christ, wherein I also strive according to his working that worketh in me mightily. And I'm just thinking about the subject here tonight, working in the kingdom of God. What we need to do, he said, if you'll humble yourself, he will exalt you in due time. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. See, that's what Mary did. Be unto me according to thy word. If you'll humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt you in due time. The power of God will come unto you, and that will be birthed will be from the highest and bring you into the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ, into that fullest. And that's just a mystery that's been in Christ in us, the hope of glory. To be born from above, to have this promise within us is going to bring forth the glory of God to the people in this last days. I do, Brother Mick, believe that there is a great harvest before us coming into the body of Christ. And I just thank him for it. Paul said, for this cause I bow my knees to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he had granted to you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and that you might know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. That's the blessing that has come upon this people. That's the blessing of the body of Christ, to have the riches of his glory within us, to be filled with all the fullness that God has for his people. Be it to me according to thy word. Hallelujah. And when a church will say that, there will be a birthing in that church that bring forth a body of people in the fullness of the glory of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us and shed his blood and rose from the dead. Hallelujah. And now walks among us in resurrection power. He still walks among the seven gold candlesticks as mentioned in Revelation there. He still stirs our heart. The light of God still burns. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is still moving in the earth. The wind of God still blows. Hallelujah. And there's a vision set forth before a people in this day and this hour to be that people is called to be a witness. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you to be witnesses, to witness Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what we can be. If we'll humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, you'll find the Holy Spirit working in you. He said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it's God that's worketh in you both to will and do his good pleasure. You'll find yourself doing so much work. You'll find yourself working in the kingdom of God. You'll find yourself presenting so much witness that people will be drawn to you to see what it is going on. Hallelujah. And things will happen. And things will happen from the very highest, the throne of God. And I just praise God and thank him for it. Thank you.
You're not the only one from Brother Angelo's assembly. Here's another one of us. I was in the Genesee Church as a small boy. And me and Brother Angelo and my brother Stan, you might remember him, Stan Fisher. I don't know if you remember him or not. But we all had a little secret handshake with Brother Angelo Sr. It was kind of like something like Flip Wilson would do. But some people wouldn't even know what Flip Wilson is now. But it was a little special, little roundabout kind of handshake. And then Sister Lenny Henry. I don't know if you remember her or not. I was in her little, Sunday school class. And because I had a little memory back then, and I could mock her to the T. She had had those little felt, I forgot what they call them, but they had a little board with felt figures, and you could put them on there. I could tell the story just like Sister Lenny Henry could, and I was just about a five-year-old child. And she gave me my first little Bible. So, and then made me think of Brother David Winters, which later on took over the Olathe Church. And then I'll give you another tidbit that might hopefully makes it better for you and me. Sister Lou Tucker was my grandma. That's my grandma. And Sister Watson, you got something similar I got. It's my grandma that helped me. It was a praying grandma that brought me to church a lot of times when my parents didn't come. And she inspired me to come to church and to get the Holy Ghost when I was just a seven-year-old little boy. And luckily, I got the Holy Ghost over there somewhere. It's a parking lot now, but I got the Holy Ghost in the old church here. But thank the Lord, we got the Genesee Church and Brother Angelo. And if it wasn't for those gentlemen, who knows where we'd be today. So I thank God for those older gentlemen. And I thank God for the future too. I thank God that God is going to put in that sickle and grab in whatever he can. Whosoever will, let him come. And I'd like to see, I want to see this whole assembly so covered up with people. And coming from Conway, Jacksonville, Benton, Pine Bluff. And then hopefully our church gets so big that who knows? Maybe Brother Caleb, Brother Brandon, Brother Zach, Brother Smith might just say, okay, it's time to start a church in Pine Bluff. It's time to start a church in Jacksonville. So we can have satellite assemblies. Because I knew Brother Leniger always talked about having satellite assemblies. And I want to see that come along. I want to see the day that our little Rock Church gets so big that we have to boost out of the walls, that we have to say, okay, it's time for satellites. So I'm thankful for the body of Christ. And I'm looking toward the future. There's a past I look at. And it's grateful of the past. But there is a great future ahead of us. And I'm looking forward to it. And who knows, as Brother Tucker used to say, they might drag me behind a car with my hands tied. You know, saying, okay, you gonna recant? But hopefully I can say the same thing that Martin Luther says. I cannot, I will not recant anything. So help me God. So I'm just thankful I'm here in the church tonight, and I'm wanting to be part of that harvest.
My second job that I come down here, it's the older job, but I went over and I talked to Brother Smith about it, and sometimes just something closer pays a little better isn't really worth it, I found out. And I appreciate that. They was more than happy to take me back, which I appreciate that. And I didn't move down here actually just to find a better job or to get a job. I come down here to go to church and that. And when I first started this job, it was 10-hour days, and it was 4 days a week or 5 days a week, and it wouldn't stop me from going to church. But it's sort of like how Laban did Jacob. Not that I'm Jacob, but I feel like I'm working with Laban. He keeps changing everything on me every so often. I haven't even been there a year yet, and I've had not my wages changed yet, but my jobs have changed, and my hours have changed, and But I appreciate y'all thinking of me and praying for me, and I'll be able to get back on track again, be in church with y'all, and remember who everybody is here. Now, thank you, Brother Smith, for helping me figure all this out and get things going again, and I'll become a part of this church once again, finally.
Well, I feel blessed to be here. I'm glad that God sees fit to. I remember we was in Missouri, and Brother Smith called me, and he said, Jerry, and I think him and Brother and Sister Durham was coming back from here, back up that way, back up to Missouri, and he said, we've decided to move to Arkansas. And I think you're pulling my leg. You know, you just something, you know. And so I told him, I said, tell Brother Durham when he gets down there, I want to move in with him. I want to live with him. You know, because they're good people. But I remember a number of years before that, I got discouraged, and I said, I've had enough of this. I've had all I can take. I can't take trying to live right. I just can't handle this. It's too hard. It's too hard of a way to go. So I got my little boat, and away I went to the lake. I thought, I'm just going to go fishing. You know? So I was putting across the lake, and my outboard motor fell off the back of it. So here I was going down through there, and all of a sudden it just I thought, what happened? I didn't even look behind me, and so I looked behind me and my motor was gone. So I turned around and I seen it was still hanging by the control, so I went back here to the back, and it was still bubbling. Bloop, bloop, bloop. And I rested down there and grabbed it and tried to pull it up, and Callan got full of water. I thought, and it was just almost too, it was too much for me to pull that up inside. And boats was just a flying by me. It was nothing. You know, I thought, these stupid people knows I've got a motor in the ground. Why don't they stop and help me? So some old man and woman come by, and they helped me get it in my boat and pulled me back to the lake, to the shore. I put it back on a trailer, and I was mad. I was mad at God. I thought, Lord, I can't even run. I can't even get away from this. But you know, I'm glad he stopped me. I'm glad. Brother Tally was talking about trust. You know, I learned to trust Jesus by things like that he'd done to me. I learned how to trust him. I remember one time I was coming back from Godfrey, Illinois, and transmission went out on my van. So I started walking down the road, and I was kicking rocks, and I was telling God all things, and he helped me. Man, I learned how to trust Jesus. You know, that's one thing you can do is trust him. You know, it doesn't matter what happens. You can learn to trust God in any situation. I remember I pulled that boat out, and I was going back home, and I said, God, help me. And he's been helping me ever since. You know, I hope that I can become a rock in God's foundation rather than a grindstone. How many here that have I ground on yet? If not, I'll get around to you. But I hope not. I hope I don't make it to everybody. I hope God changes my attitude. You know, and you think, I hope he does too. You know, you think, you know, but I appreciate everybody here. Appreciate being in God's building and a church that I can depend on, and knowing that God... You see, Brother Smith didn't have to call me and say, Jerry, do you want to go to Arkansas? You know, he could have said, well, I don't think he's going to go, so I'm not going to call him. But you know, I'm glad God wanted me to go. It saw fit for me to go with him and be a part of God's whatever he's building, you know, and just allow me to be a part of that. I thought, you know, Lord, when I took off and said, I've had enough of this, he could have probably said, well, okay, I don't need you, and he don't need me. He don't need me for anything. He can take care of all this, but, you know, I'm glad that he lets me be a part. Let me be a part of something that is bringing about life in my life and in my family's life. I know if you ask my wife about grinding, she would probably say, he grinds on me all the time. You know, but I'm doing better. I think I'm doing better. I'm doing a whole lot better. But I appreciate it. I just wanted to get up and let God know that I'm thankful for him. For him seeing fit to allow me to be a part of his kingdom. Isn't it wonderful? You know, I just to let God know that I appreciate it. You know, I'm glad that you allowed me to be in this and to be a part of this kingdom. So just pray for us that we can be a stone in God's building and, you know, become a part and let God work on me. You know, but be careful. Please be, when he works on me, I keep saying this, Lord, be easy on me now. I remember one time I was in the bathroom and I... woke up in the middle of the tub, and I never did like to lose control of myself. I never did like to, get drunk or nothing. I always like to keep your mind and everything in gear, you know what I'm saying, and keep control of that. But I'm trying to learn to let God have control of all of my senses, all of my functions, and everything, because I've made a mess of everything that I've tried to take a hold of. I've always made a mess of it. But I remember I must have blacked out, I guess. And when I came to, it took me a while to realize what had happened. And I began to realize how vulnerable that I was, because I, I, Even before then, I thought I could do anything. You know, I can. There ain't hardly nothing that I can't do. Well, you know, God can always put a rein on that. He can always put a check on that, can he? And he knows just exactly how to do that. He knows how to, especially me, you know, he knows how to put brakes on me. He knows how to. And I appreciate the ministry. I'm trying to submit myself to the ministry because it's going to take more than just me and the body, but me and the ministry and listening to them and trying to let it seek down inside into my soul and let it work. You know, I was so amazed the other night when all these little kids was trying to speak in tongues and getting the Holy Ghost. I thought, you know, that's so amazing. A little child that God touches them and they begin to speak and get stammering lips. I thought, that proved to me how real the Holy Ghost is. When a little child, they don't know how to put on anything like that. They only know what feels the Spirit of God when it deals with them. All they know how to do is just submit to that. And I thought, when them little kids right there was just about to get the Holy Ghost, I thought, that is the biggest thing to me that shows me that the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues is so real that I don't see how anybody can say that it doesn't exist. You know, anyway, I just wanted to get up and exalt the Lord and let him know how good he is and how sweet that he is. And the song, I want to be a soul that God can use in this building. So pray for us.
Shook like a tree all day long.